So, my friend Ken Smith is fascinated with the term full stack. And it is kind of an interesting term. And as a developer, I haven't spent a lot of time thinking about it. So, the couple of times that he's brought it up have got me to focus on it more than I normally would. So, that's kind of good. So, the thing about full stack is that it's when a developer says, I'm a full stack developer. That's meant to be a boast. But actually, it's not really a boast, but it's also it's not a bad thing, but it also isn't a great thing. I think that it's, I mean, what you're saying when you're full stack is that basically you could like create a whole product by yourself, and that product would be a server product, something that runs in the cloud. And has a user interface, runs the user interface runs in the browser, and that it will scale up to infinity. In other words, if it turns out to be Facebook, the full stack developer is claiming that, well, that's no problem. I know how to make the thing scale. I mean, in its most boastful, it really is saying that. It's like you don't need anybody else on your team because you can do the whole thing. So, yeah, but it's probably not true. That's the first thing to say is that it's like saying I'm a full stack doctor would mean, well, I can do everything from lab work and administer an MRI to do brain surgery. I can do a colonoscopy. I can do psychotherapy. So if you like are having self-esteem issues or you're having sexual fantasies about women that are like your mother. I could help you with that. Or, I mean, basically, you're saying that any patient that presents themselves to you, you can apply medicine to them. That doesn't mean you can cure them, but you'll just do what medicine will do. And that reveals that it's a nonsensical idea because that just is impossible. Medicine is too big a topic. I mean, if I go to the doctor and I've got some wax in my ear, he sends me to a specialist. I mean, there's nothing that a GP can really do for you anymore these days other than, take your blood pressure and do an EKG and prescribe basic medicine for you. But in terms of procedures to fix things or body maintenance or anything like that, a GP really can't do very much. And I would say that a full stack developer is probably, like I said earlier, I don't believe it exists, but to the extent that it does, it's probably more like a general practitioner. In other words, it's somebody who has an overall understanding of the whole development process, probably could be a manager of a process. But wouldn't be somebody that would actually do all the work. I mean, and I'm a full stack developer, but I've really limited what I do to a very narrow little pipe. I mean, I don't claim to do all the things that Facebook does. I would never say that anything that I did that ever managed any kind of scale. Be pretty fucked. I'd have to get somebody who is really good at that kind of stuff to work on it. I mean, and there are people out there, of course. I mean, anytime you use a service that scales up to a certain level, there aren't any full stack developers in there. What there are people that specialize in DevOps and in runtimes and I don't know, Kubernetes, or however you pronounce it. I don't even know what it's for. I mean, I gather that Kubernetes is, if that's how you pronounce it, or is for creating a system whereby you can just sort of like let it have at it and it'll just like automatically scale things for you. I don't know. What do I know? Heroku seemed like a pretty good idea. It was going in the right direction. Amazon, Lambda is also going the right direction. Last time I checked, Lambda really couldn't deploy the kinds of software that I deploy, but someday maybe it'll be very nice to have something like that. I mean, theoretically, you don't need to be full stack. Theoretically, you should just be able to get by with writing a little bit of Node.js and a little bit of JavaScript and let all the other, let software take care of all the rest of it for you. In other words, I don't believe there's any glory in being full stack. Let's just say that. But God bless you, Ken Smith, English professor. I mean, a full stack English professor is somebody who teaches high school English. Probably. That's probably a good way of putting it. And you get to college, you take a class in poetry, and you hope you get a professor that knows something specifically about poetry because that's what you came there for. So, anyway, that's it. That's my 2 cents really stretched out on full stack.